Corinth must have been quite a place. It was the biggest commercial city of Greece, one of the largest, richest, and most important cities of the Roman Empire, with a population of 400,000. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of 1 Corinthians. Only Rome, Alexandria, and Antioch were larger. It was situated on the Isthmus of Greece, on the main trade route of the empire. Through its harbors flowed the commerce of the world. It was a famous and sinful city where all the vices of the East and West met together. As a wealthy, important commercial center, the sins of greed and covetousness ran wild. Also, the great temple of Aphrodite, the goddess of lust, was located in Corinth. Immoral and vicious forms of worship were practiced there. The temple was served by more than 1,000 religious priestesses in that wicked and awful monument to lust. Corinth, with its vain and worldly wisdom, offered quite a challenge to the spread of Christianity. It was here that the social forces of the age met together. If a strong church could be planted here where East and West met, at the crossroads of the world, its influence would be far-reaching indeed. Naturally, the devil would fight with all the forces at his disposal to prevent such a thing and to even weaken the testimony of the believers. It is not surprising, therefore, that the letter the apostle wrote was filled with instructions as to how to deal with problems within the church. The Greeks of that day did not represent the strong qualities of the ancient Greek. He was characterized by shallow-mindedness, a love for argument, just for the sake of argument, a lack of sincerity, and a pride in displaying his mental attainments and gifts. Paul labored a year and a half in this city. The pure gospel of Jesus Christ and the life and conduct required by the gospel would stand out in stark contrast to the sinful life of that day with its pagan practices. He addressed himself in his letter to a number of issues. There were divisions among them. The church was split into various factions who were fighting among themselves. Paul tried to correct this by showing that Christ was not divided. In choosing one teacher over the other, they were depriving themselves of the great good that could come to them through the leaders they rejected. Whatever Paul or Apollos or Peter can do for you is yours. They are all given to you in Christ Himself. He deals with many other problems: immorality, lawsuits among believers, meat offered to idols, abuses of the Lord's Supper, false apostles, problems about marriage, heresies, and the resurrection of Christ. These and many others are tackled head-on by this fearless teacher of truth. Paul writes with the fervor and zeal of a man consumed with love and concern. He knew that when the fundamental doctrines of Christianity break down, the church ceases to be the church, and it disintegrates spiritually. It may retain its outward form, but it will be devoid of true spiritual life and power. Paul's letter hits these issues with full force. Study it for your own well-being and spiritual growth.